Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Salvation Army says 13,000 homes are destroyed in the Bahamas by Hurricane Dorian. At least five people there are dead. Many more need rescuing. The storm finally crawls north today toward the southeastern U.S. It looks like the center will avoid Florida and Georgia, but the storm surge and flooding could be deadly.
This has the potential to really devastate not just Florida, but again, Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
Jeff Byers with the Federal Emergency Management Administration. There are evacuation orders from the coastal Carolinas south. 25 bodies are recovered or they've been spotted from a boat fire off Southern California.
The search continues for the nine people still missing after the boat they were on caught fire off Santa Cruz Island early Monday morning. The crew was sleeping on the top deck and jumped off, getting to a nearby boat to ask for help. That boat's owner says two of the crew members went back to look for survivors but found none.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Recently, I asked the members of the 93.1 Morning Show what one word best describes them. Greg Budell, what one word best describes the Morning Show? Jay Scott, what's your word?
Excelsior!
What's your one word, Emily Hayes?
Unity!
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what one word best describes the Morning Show?
Chicken!
You could have called that one in. And Rich Thomas, you get the last word. What one word best describes the Morning Show here on 93.1?
Cool.
There you have it. What's your one word to describe the people who get up early every morning to entertain us?
You said Uranus.
Don't start that again. Stand by for three men and a lady.
Unity!
On News Talk 93.1 FM at 4 minutes past 8 o'clock. Jay Scott returns tomorrow. He's in transit today. Yep. Emily Hayes is here. Rich Thomas is here. And before we get to the forecast and the latest on Deadly Dorian, we're going to talk to Mike Murphy from the Montgomery Biscuits. I wanted to ask you, because I know when baseball has its winter meetings, they have a job fair, and I'm sure the number of people, it's like this business, you know, that want to do what you do far exceeds the number of openings. So tell me how, you know, when it was you realized you wanted to not just play or enjoy baseball, you wanted to be part of it. Was this something that you thought about when you were a kid?
No, it was actually probably in college. Wow. Was when it first, maybe post-college. First, I was thinking I wanted to be in college athletics. I played college football, thought that, hey, maybe, you know, work on that side of sports, and knew I wasn't good enough to play in the NFL, but wanted to stay around it. And I actually went to grad school, and while I was in grad school, met some people that were running the baseball team in Richmond, Virginia, the Richmond Flying Squirrels. And just kind of seeing the way they approach it compared to some of other minor league teams, and that's kind of what you're seeing now here, where it's more about the fun family atmosphere. You're around baseball, but baseball is almost secondary to some of the stuff that we do. So that fun atmosphere, being able to come into work and, you know, come up with crazy ideas and say, all right, well, let's try it. And if it doesn't work, we won't do it again. You know, to have that mindset is a lot of fun, and that's kind of what's made me want to stay in baseball.
So you mentioned the baseball meetings, but you guys don't take 4 months off.
No.
Always working, always planning, always, and then there's even some events that you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the event side of things is something that we're trying to get more into. October 6th, we have a big event coming up. We're hosting the Jamie Johnson Homecoming Concert at Riverwalk Stadium. We'll benefit the Nikki Mitchell Foundation. It'll be a country concert featuring Montgomery's own Jamie Johnson, and Toby Keith will be the headliner for that. So it'll be a great show. I think Toby Keith, Lee Bryce, Jared Neiman, and Randy Houser are all announced for that. So some big time names in country music, but all to benefit the Jamie Johnson's homecoming concert, which is a charitable thing. So tickets starting at just $20 for that. So really, really great opportunity. But for us, it's something to, like you're saying, have more events at Riverwalk Stadium to utilize that space a lot more than just April through September.
For many years, one of my best friends in South Florida was Mike Vick.
Mm-hmm.
Who inherited his baseball job from his father, Bill.
Bill Vick.
The Indians.
One of the great promoters of all time.
The man that sent a midget,
mm-hmm.
signed and concealed it until the guy went out. they had, you know, he produced the contract. This is our legitimate. And told him that if he swung at the ball, he would shoot him from the stands. 4'3", I think the guy was. Eddie Goodell was his name. Maybe you could look him up and get his stats, M.
Okay.
Show some of that sports savvy that we were bragging on later.
Who am I looking up?
Eddie Goodell, G-A-E-D-E-L. Rhymes with Bedell. But spelled differently.
So we need to fill the stands tomorrow night and
yeah, absolutely. So Wednesday night. Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah. I bet there's some good seats still remaining.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably. I mean, there's still pretty much any seats in our ballpark are good seats.
Yes, it's true. Yeah, that's not
one
a bad
advantage
seat.
Of being in New York Stadium.
What you got?
He weighed 65 pounds and stood 3'7". He became the shortest player in the history of the major leagues. Wow.
And walked on 4 pitches in his one plate appearance. And then they passed a law, I think, or some rule that prevented that kind of stuff from it. But it's, you know, in addition to looking for new ways to present and attract fans, the brain power required of a GM these days in terms of analytics, they brought all this science into the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a long way from the kind of general managing that guys like Vec used to do.
Yeah, well, thankfully, I don't have to deal with that.
Right.
Yeah, but I don't think I have the brain power to deal with the analytics. So I'll leave that up to the
sometimes
folks.
Sometimes I think they've gotten so deep in it. I made a prediction on the air that one day we will see a Major League Baseball manager, not in a uniform. He'll be wearing a white shirt, black tie with a pocket protector.
Yeah. No, it's something that actually Tampa does a great job. Our parent club, they have an entire analytics department. So they're the ones that are breaking down all that stuff. Here in Montgomery, we focus on our fans. So that's something that for us. We get to focus. I say it's an advantage. We don't have to focus on the baseball side of things. We get to focus on the fan experience and make sure when people come to the ballpark, they have a great time.
You have mastered that. It is an excellent, excellent experience all the way around. So, again, let's recap. Are tickets available on the website?
Yeah, tickets available at biscuitsbaseball.com or come down to the box office. We have some great military specials coming up on Wednesday, our Thirsty Thursday drink specials. And then, again, if necessary, we'll have games on Saturday and Sunday. Hopefully, Biscuits can sweep the first round. We don't have to worry about Saturday and Sunday and move on to the championship round. So it'll be a good time. But, yeah, biscuitsbaseball.com or follow us at biscuitsbaseball on Twitter for all the updates on the playoff tickets.
Also, as we wish you well and to secure that championship for us, all over the baseball universe, there was great praise for the way the Biscuits handled the tragedy with Mr. Bivens. There's no handbook for that.
No, not at all. And that was something that was definitely a tough week, and very thankful for our community here in Montgomery, the outpouring that we've had of support of just people saying, hey, what can we do to help? What do the Biscuits need? What does Blake need? All that, it's been tremendous. So very huge thank you from the bottom of our hearts to the folks in Montgomery.
They started a GoFundMe for him, right?
Yes, it's like a Baseball Wives group started a GoFundMe, but we had something, if you're looking to do something locally, if you download the Live Source app is where we have most of our jersey auctions. We actually created for our last jersey auction, which will benefit Blake, a Donate Now button. So you can download the Live Source app, look up Montgomery, and there's a Donate Now button.
All right. We appreciate that. We appreciate all you do for us, too.
Mike, don't wait till March to come see us.
Yeah.
I'll come hang out.
Yeah. Right.
I'm ready.
You know, when we get that first ugly blast of cold, you can come and bring a ray of sunshine.
Talk about baseball.
Because that's what baseball is in the calendar. It's spring. It's renewal. It's new life, Emily.
Yay.
Emily, we can talk about football too.
All right, roll tide.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how we can't get a kicker for nothing.
I know a guy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks so much for coming
thank
by.
You.
8:11.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
So Dorian is creeping now. It was stationary. It is creeping. Northwest at 1. It's the start of the curve and being picked up, and it will just stay off the Florida coast, but close enough where there's a hurricane warning on the Florida coast. After just about pummeling the northwestern and northern Bahamas since Sunday.
So sunny and hot for us today. We will have no effect from Dorian whatsoever. High temperature up to about 96. By the way, Dorian is still a Category 3 hurricane with 120 miles an hour. Our heat index today in Montgomery gets up to about 101. Yay! But not a cell on radar. It'll be just dry as a bone on radar. We could shut the radar off. We won't. Clear tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, high in the middle 90s, hot and dry. Saturday and Sunday, highs in the upper 90s at least. And rain chances, you know, I've got them at 10% because I'm an optimistic kind of guy. Right now this morning, we have 74% humidity. Winds out of the northeast at 3. It's 78 at 8:13.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
A Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to take your call right now. They were ready in the middle of the night. They were ready in the middle of the holiday weekend, and they're always ready 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your plumbing problem. And guess what? They never charge overtime regardless of when you call. It's a no-brainer now at my house, and it is a good feeling because I used to, by the process of elimination, say, nope, not going to call them. Certainly not going to call them. Gosh, no, not them. But now Plumbing by Luke Wire, and I got that whole house plumbing inspection. It's a great peace of mind because it took 35 minutes in my house, and they just went even into the attic where the water heater is, and outside, and back behind the dishwasher, and they're checking for problems that could become major problems. I got a good report. It's nice to know. Plumbing by Luke Wire. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Let Conrad Misseldine's experienced crew of professionals take care of you like they take care of me. Alabama certification number 84417.
If you missed it earlier, stay tuned. We'll have our rocket scientist of the day coming up, and a very electrifying moment in the air with a happy ending. All ahead.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way into the 8 o'clock hour, and we see some problems on the boulevard. We have an accident on the boulevard near Woodley Road, so be careful there. There's also a pretty big traffic jam between the truck stop and Court Street. We also see a big crowd around the interstate and the Atlanta Highway. If you're on the interstates, we have our normal slowdown between Prattville and the downtown area, so be careful there. And there's also another traffic jam on I-85. It starts around Chantilly Parkway and goes towards Taylor Road. There is a pretty big slowdown on Highway 31 around Booth Road and the Western Boulevard due to a bunch of FEMA trucks parking in that area, so be careful if you pass through there. And keep in mind the school zones are in effect for a few more minutes. Watch your speed. It's 15 miles an hour. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Burke's Outlet, Michael's, Big Lots, Shoe Station, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
And before we introduce you to today's nominee, let's reintroduce you to a previous nominee.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? That when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Oh, that's it.
We found his brother. Who, former New Yorker, and you see, here's the thing. When you're in New York, you know everything. You've learned everything.
Right.
And you bring that wisdom down to your condo.
Your condo, because you're after a snowbird.
Florida condo.
Yeah, after you retire down there, you bring that with you. And this is... I think the brother of the guy, the tornado and the traffic circle guy, because he knows how to fix problems like Dorian.
They keep saying, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, oh, it's at this, but it's going to hit all this warm weather. All this warm weather and warm water.
Warm
we have
weather.
A Navy. Water. Why don't the Navy come warm and drop water. Ice in the warm water so it can't get going as fast as
geez,
it's going.
Geez,
that's got to be ways to combat this instead of just pointing at the thing and say, well, it's now it's getting worse. Yeah, we know it's getting worse, but you tell us, oh, it's the warm weather. Oh, it's the wind. Well, we have an Air Force. Drive some Air Force planes around to get the winds going the opposite way.
Of course, what do you think of that?
Air, wind, duh.
Yeah. That's like, that's right out of the Roadrunner book of logic, right?
With Acme stuff, right?
Oh, my
lord. Drop a big block of that Acme
the
ice in the middle
water.
Of that. The warm water, yeah. That's why it's there.
Yeah, he's got it all figured out, and we should have asked him.
It's his first hurricane, too, this guy. He's on my Facebook
hurricane
page.
Hurricane Sunny.
That's right.
Yeah, little,
are you ready for the
little
hurricane?
Little doggy there in the... In the ducky, in the blown up ducky.
You see what I put there? I said I thought my two monsters were the most spoiled dogs.
That's a cutie.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I mean, it is on a level, Rich Thomas.
Adorable.
Later this hour, we will run down the list. I really am not sure what inspired this. Thisweek.com came up with it, but it's a list of all the living, really great big-name rock stars. And they're, for some reason, thinking that they're all going to die in a very short period of time.
You mentioned Tony Bennett is 93, right?
Yeah. Wow. My mother met... Yeah. Well, she was down visiting, and Tony was in town to do a concert. And I had backstage. And my mother was amazing. She was a MASH fan, and I introduced her over the phone. I had McLean Stevenson in my studio. Yeah. So we called Mom with no prompting, no, hey, give her no chance to react. And you should have heard the two of them. McLean, how you doing, Carol? And I wish I had the tape of that.
Yeah.
It was so great. And with Tony Bennett, there's like all these high rollers and big spenders and people that, you know, donated money to go backstage to this thing. But he just sat and chatted with my mom like they were next door neighbors over the fence for like 20 minutes.
You know, up till recently, he's been singing on stage and sounding okay. I mean, really.
And one of my favorite movie cameos is in, with the mobster where Billy Crystal...
Analyze this.
At the end, when they finally get married, and he supplies Tony Bennett as the wedding entertainer. That was pretty cool. 19 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Left my heart in San Francisco.
That's right. And a lot of money. It's a very expensive place to visit. I would never go back there now, though. Never.
I kind of liked it.
20 minutes after 8. Happiness. This is what Brian Jewelry specializes in. And they took sadness and turned it into happiness. When I was down on my last visit with Janelle, we went to a mall, and she wanted to see what she and this is a healthy thing to do. She wants the wedding jewelry out.
Hey.
But when she went to try and trade it or exchange it for something, she got dismal results.
Right.
And so let me bring that to Brian Jewelry. I've known Lynn for a long time. I'm sure they'll do the best they can. And they turned that unhappiness into three separate pieces that she picked up off their website, brianjewelry.com. And she is just loves it. That's something I will always appreciate about Brian Jewelry is that they can do that. They have that magic, not just with a great selection in stock, but if you want something specific, you can ping-pong all over Alabama and Creation hoping to bump into it somewhere, or you can just go there and they'll create it, because that's what professional jewelers do. You can create a watch at Brian Jewelry, and they repair and maintain it. Free care and cleaning on anything you purchase for the lifetime you own it. They've been around for 63 years for that reason, providing that professional jeweler's touch to situations and the experience of dealing with people who need a gift idea and are just stuck on zero. The War Eagle Roll Tide showcases will be back soon. I will let you know as soon as they're stocked and ready, and they're going to have new items in them this year. Mm-hmm. That's also a great place to shop for a gift for somebody who's passionate about one side or the other of the greatest rivalry in sports. Visit them online at brianjewelry.com. and join their club because you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Bryan Jewelry in the preferred community, 1778 East Main, at 822. Your local news, and then we're back with something.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The American Red Cross is using Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery to prepare for their response to Hurricane Dorian. Workers and volunteers will put together comfort and cleanup kits to deliver to people in the path of the hurricane today. Maxwell Air Force Base is a staging area for FEMA ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Maxwell is serving as an incident support base. The base has already received trailers of food, water, and other supplies that FEMA may use after the hurricane passes. And Alabama State University and Tuskegee University are excited for the Labor Day Classic this weekend. ASU is hosting a number of events leading up to the big game. The week begins with a day of service at Montgomery Salvation Army and a community block party outside the ASU stadium. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling our way through the 8 o'clock hour, and our traffic is returning back to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems on the boulevard other than quite a bit of traffic. Watch yourself around the intersections. The interstate traffic is thinning out, and we're coming back up to a normal speed. Be careful. There's still some areas of congestion on both I-65 and on I-85 as you approach the downtown area. And the 31s are running clear this morning. Let's just be careful as we get our short work week started. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Yes, you know it's true, but it's already Tuesday, and that's kind of cool. Wednesday, Thursday, next comes Friday. The calendar looks short, babe. A four-day work week, working one less day, girl. Fun is on my mind.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
We go all the way to Australia, where a guy whose dream of learning how to fly has begun with lesson number one. And during lesson number one, the pilot who was teaching him how to fly passed out.
That's frightening.
He figured out how to make contact with the control tower to let him know what the situation is. They not only talked him through it, and you're about to hear that audio, they talked him through it, but he landed the plane on his first flight without damaging it. And it's just an amazing thing to hear.
Do you know how to operate the aeroplane?
Very, very light. This is my first lesson.
Are they unconscious?
He's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down.
The first thing we're going to do is make sure that the wings stay level and that you keep consistent speed and consistent altitude. Your job right now is just keep focusing on that aircraft as best you can. Secondary to that is just to keep his head upright and his body upright in the seat. But we're going to get him on the ground very soon and get both of you guys on the ground safely. You're doing really, really well. You're doing an amazing job.
Yeah, well, my flight instructor did say that I was the best student he's had.
Well, we definitely have a story to tell at the end of it.
He's so calm. They are both so calm.
I wonder how the instructor is. Did he recover?
So he was hospitalized. He's okay. Stable condition. Okay. It was not a stroke or anything life-threatening.
Okay.
Just one of those situations. But, you know, when you think about somebody who completely lost his cool, like Ted Stryker.
I've got to concentrate. I've got to concentrate. Hello? Hello?
Echo. Echo.
Echo.
Echo. Echo.
Pinch hitting for Pedro Bourbon. Manny Mota.
Mota. Mota. Mota.
So our student pilot had no thoughts of Pedro Bourbon or Manny Mota and brought the plane in unscathed. And again, I think that's just amazing.
Why?
He was able to do that. And if you could tell from the voices, both the pilot who's
and
in
the
this crisis.
Traffic controller.
Just amazing levels of cool. It's 8:30.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily.
Hi.
And tomorrow, my friend Jay will join me in telling you about the wonders of the seafood bistro. But today, it's on me. And I can handle it. I truly can.
Jay's coming back.
If you haven't been by the Seafood Bistro lately, or if you've never been and you've just heard us talk about it forever and ever, go or have it brought to you. There's lots of options here. You can pick it up. You can call ahead and pick it up. You can order it online and pick it up. You can order it online and have it brought to you, or you can just scoot on over to 1651 Perry Hill Road and enjoy the Cajun-infused, crafted with love seafood for real people for yourself. It's amazing what they have over there. Everything from gator to dragon-style shrimp. The best gumbo I have found in the river region is at the Seafood Bistro. Red beans and rice, all the tasty goodness that you love, and personal crawfish boils, snow crab leg boils, shrimp boils. You can have that done for you with their boil bags. So check it out. Go enjoy it for lunch or dinner. The Seafood Bistro, 1651 Perry Hill Road, 279-7500 is how to get in touch with them. They open up at 11. Don't forget about all their great lunch specials as well.
All right. Our Morty Maru nominees are going to be a little bit later in the hour, but we are going to visit with the Hartleys, who are really special people.
Fantastic folks.
Had the privilege of first meeting them at Baumhauer's.
I had the first privilege of meeting them at a wedding.
At the Hitchin.
Yes, right. No, I just was luckier than you were. I got to meet them first. At one of our Wednesday night Baumhauer's gathering.
Well.
If that's okay with you. Because there's really a cool event coming up that we hope you'll support first.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
We get a new advisory from the National Hurricane Center in a little bit more than 1 hour from now. And we have this northwest movement at one now with the eyewall still sitting on the Grand Bahama island right on the shore there. And hopefully now it is going to make the turn that will take Dorian, a major Category 3 hurricane with 120 mile an hour winds, just off the Florida coast, but close enough to be a menace, enough of a menace for a hurricane warning to be in effect, and then flirt with Georgia and the Carolinas as we go through the day on Thursday, especially into Friday, as it'll be up that far. So for us, absolutely no effect from the hurricane whatsoever. In fact, somebody asked me yesterday on Facebook, this little breeze we got, that's probably just an outer effect of the hurricane. No, not even that. For us, just hot and dry with a high temperature up to about 96, heat index 101. Clear tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday, high at least in the middle 90s. You know, 96, 97, not out of the question. Hot and dry, and then Saturday and Sunday, upper 90s with the rain chances 10%, let's say, Saturday and Sunday. Right now, this morning, we have 72 calm winds at 834.
All right. A new level of stupidity achieved in the car theft racket.
Oh,
man, one hand it's dumb, and the other it's, I suppose you could say it's a little bit clever. All those details, and a major rock group makes the Morning Room nominees today as well.
Nickelback? No.
No, it's not Nickelback. Okay. At 27 before the top of the hour, let's visit with Mr. Balaki.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. It's your outdoor wedding, and you want it to be perfect. So don't forget the restroom facilities. For luxury portable restrooms that pamper, please, and impress, visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a final look at your Tuesday morning traffic, and things look good out on the roadways with one exception. We have an accident on the boulevard in the vicinity of Baptist Hospital, so be careful there. Otherwise, the boulevard's moving along fine. We don't have any problems on the interstates. They're back up to a speed limit ride, and the traffic on the 31s looks good. Be careful, enjoy your day, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Ames Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Ames Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
I'm going to use this to bring in the heartless.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
In the 14-plus years I've had the privilege of sitting at this microphone, I can't recall too many events that both angered and touched people than the case of Louis Vuitton, the dog that was horribly abused, survived and
flourished then.
Yes.
Had a wonderful life.
And I knew that that Louis had been taken into a good home, but it was just by chance I met William and Dee Hartley on my way into Baumhauer's one night, and it's a pleasure to welcome both of you here.
Thank you
again. You may want to pull that just a bit closer there. To thank you for the way you stepped up with Louis' situation and how tough that must have been, but what a life Louis had after he came to your home.
What a life he gave us.
We were very privileged to be his staff.
Staff.
And he became a happy dog, right?
Absolutely.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so tell us about the event that has brought you here, okay?
This Sunday, September the 8th, will be the first celebration of Louis Vuitton Day at Golden Animal Hospital.
Okay.
And it's going to be at 9570 Vaughan Road, and that's in Pike Road.
Right.
The clinic is just across the street from the town hall.
Yes.
And it has a beautiful grounds for the clinic there. There'll be a band. There'll be treats and snacks.
Beautiful.
Shaved ice.
Yeah.
Lots of activities and T-shirts. You can make donations to several charitable causes that help animals.
Yeah.
And this is to honor Louis Vuitton, the pit bull's life, and his legacy that he left as an ambassador for pit bulls.
Well, that's a great event. And so tell me again the day. What is the day? It's going to be September 8th.
September 8th.
Okay.
And it is at Golden Animal Hospital, all their right. new facility.
Yep.
It's going to be a really neat program. We're going to have all of the people there, or as many as we could put together, that actually contributed to saving his life.
Yeah.
And which includes Dr. Holly Simmons, Holly Strickland. I think she's taken back her name. But anyway, and naturally, Dr. Golden. We're going to have the investigator with the Humane Society, who is Scott Hill. He's actually flying in from Minnesota, and he will speak. Okay. We're going to have Ellen Brooks and Daryl Bailey.
When the dog was up for adoption, or where after nursing, being nursed back to health, there were a number of people who were vying to bring Louie home. And how did that?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how that happened? Where Louie fell into your life?
Well, we really worked to get him.
Mm-hmm.
We understood there were like 26 people on the list that had spoken up and said they wanted
Yay.
Him.
Yeah, right, sure.
And of course, when I saw the story on the news, the first thing I told William was, I want that dog.
Yes.
And he's saying, we don't need that dog. But he needed us, I felt like.
Yeah.
So
husbands are supposed to say that, by the way.
That's right. That's right.
They know they have no chance to prevail. It's just a thing.
Absolutely. And we started visiting him.
Mm-hmm.
We knew he was at Golden Animal Hospital.
Right.
We started visiting him at least twice a week. We would spend our lunch hours with him and take him 2 McDonald's hamburgers with no onions.
Yeah.
Because he could eat anything
that's
he wanted.
Great.
So he knew we were coming, and the staff at Golden would save toys and treats that he was getting in the mail every day from everywhere for us to open with him. So we kind of had a party every day when we would go out there.
And then Louie kind of became an ambassador, right?
I mean,
just an example. Just an amazing story, because we were all rooting for Louie, and we're so glad that he had you folks.
Yes.
We were very blessed.
Yeah, we're the lucky
Redheads
ones.
Are special.
Yeah. Yes, we were.
I wish I could be there Sunday, 2 to 5 at Golden Animal Hospital's location at 9570 Vaughan Road. And the funds that are going to be raised from the sale of all these items, these are going to go to various humane shelters and so forth?
Right. We have some that are going to the Montgomery Humane Shelter,
mm-hmm.
the Elmore County Humane Shelter,
right.
PAWS, TAG, which stands for That Animal Group,
mm-hmm.
and Helping Shepherds of Every Color. These are rescues and humane societies that we would like to honor in Louie's name.
You've got babies at home, right?
I do have babies at home.
Tell me, how many and who are they?
We have 8. We mm-hmm. have George, who's mm-hmm. a miniature dachshund. We have Lizzie, a miniature dachshund, who's turned 15. That's right.
I love Lizzie.
Lizzie Lou. And then we have Gracie, Chubbs, and Trixie, who are rescues from the Bonnie Crest Country Club in
mm-hmm.
Montgomery. We have John Henry, who was a rescue.
Oh, you told me the John Henry story.
That's right.
Yeah, because we talked for a very long time.
Yes, we did. And we cried a lot.
Yeah, we did.
At a wedding reception.
Yes, we did.
But,
and you had a chance to meet this little rescue over here, Bailey, at
my
foot.
This was great.
Here.
Yeah. This was great to meet Bailey.
Well, we're thrilled that you could make it today. And we hope that there's a lot of money raised on Sunday.
We do.
We need to also add that at the end of the program
mm-hmm.
will be a demonstration by the canine, two canine dogs from Montgomery.
Oh, nice.
So that's pretty excited about that. And one of the vets out there, Dr. Harbin,
mm-hmm.
has snakes. I don't know what all kind of snakes he has, but he's bringing them. So
nice. Very nice.
Something else of interest. Keep my distance.
And I'm sure you'll have pictures of Louie around.
I'm like you. I don't want to kill snakes.
Right.
I would just prefer that they not come slithering out in my vicinity. You know.
We are working on a timeline of events starting with September 7th, the day Louie was harmed, and then on through his life with us.
Yeah, the rest of that story is a whole other discussion.
And lived a nice long life, too, huh?
Yes. We lost him at 15 and a half years.
That's amazing.
I was in the middle of the community outrage over that when that first happened. Man, that That situation drove the phones for
of course.
Weeks. Mm-hmm. And, of course, there was the part of it was, you know, somebody that's capable of doing that to a dog is a threat to human beings, too. And we all know the tragedy that took place after that. So let's hope that lessons above and beyond, and rescues know. My little Hershey, he was never abused. I just got him from a Fort Lauderdale shelter through a friend. Mm-hmm. And I've known so many people who have rescues, and they all say the same thing. Dogs that are rescued know that you
right.
rescued
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Absolutely. This one was abused. She was left in a backyard. Family moved away and left to die.
Oh, God.
Baby.
That's just...
Well, she's thriving now. I can attest to that after now finally meeting Bailey the Wonder Dog.
She rescued me.
I have the privilege of grilling her chicken.
Oh, you do? How nice.
Yes, I do. And to tell you how seriously I take this job, right, that I would rather leave all of this at home.
And I could not forget...
But if I got here and I said, it's Bailey's Monday, I don't have Bailey's chicken, I would drive home and get it and just be late for the show. I take those responsibilities seriously. Yes. So far, I haven't had to do that, though.
Okay. Thank the Lord for folks like you.
Yes.
It's just a
story that Montgomery loves, mm-hmm. you know, how this dog flourished and was just the greatest dog.
He really was. Yeah. And he went... international, literally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that story
about
was...
Louis, and when he appeared before the parole board, yeah. that was, to our knowledge, the first time a dog had ever been
a
victim.
Is that right?
Yes, it was great. Ellen Brooks got it approved mm-hmm. with the parole board, so good Louis came mm. and he sat there.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so good, and because he knew it was about him. And whenever there was a gathering, Louis assumed it was about him.
That's great.
Love it.
He was a hoot. He really was.
Well, thank you for letting us know about this. It's going to be Sunday afternoon at...
The very first Louis Vuitton Day.
Yeah. That's right.
And again, Golden Animal Hospital, 9570 Vaughan Road. Is there a number of people can call if they want information or have questions?
Let me see if I've got that here. Their number is, of course, 334-272-6822.
Mm-hmm. Hey, great.
All right.
Outstanding. Well, thanks for coming by.
Thank you
all very much for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Get the word out.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, no, count on that. No, we're going to be, we're going to make sure that this gets out.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you both. And great to see you
Thank
again,
you
too.
Very much.
Good to
yep.
see you.
344. I'm okay. I got a...
Time flies.
I've been dealing with this hurricane in a similar way that he has. He worries about everything. And first, is Janelle going to be okay and blah, blah, blah. And I'm hoping to be able to drive down there tomorrow with this 1 mile an hour storm. That's the official speed limit of Boca Raton.
Yeah.
8:45, we got your local news, our final look at the roads, and then today's Morning Maroon nominees.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Maxwell Air Force Base is a staging area for FEMA ahead of Hurricane Dorian. Maxwell is serving as an incident support base. The base has already received trailers of food, water, and other supplies that FEMA may use after the hurricane passes. The American Red Cross is using Fraser United Methodist Church in Montgomery to prepare for the response to Hurricane Dorian. Workers and volunteers will put together comfort and cleanup kits to deliver to people in the path of the hurricane today. And Alabama State University and Tuskegee University are excited for the Labor Day Classic this weekend. ASU is hosting a number of events leading up to the big game. The week begins with a day of service at Montgomery Salvation Army and a community block party outside the ASU stadium. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a final look at your Tuesday morning traffic, and things look good out on the roadways with one exception. We have an accident on the boulevard in the vicinity of Baptist Hospital, so be careful there. Otherwise, the boulevard's moving along fine. We don't have any problems on the interstates. They're back up to a speed limit ride, and the traffic on the 31s looks good. Be careful, enjoy your day, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Your life is what they're all about. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake.
Mike Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big. Sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
Mr. Sandman.
It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Mr.
Sandman. Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcast. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back.
I hope you've had a good weekend.
I know it's Tuesday, but it feels like
Monday.
Okay, but it is Tuesday.
Then get back to work.
What for? What for?
We have a lot of work to do.
And less time to do it here.
And before you know it,
the weekend's here.
Yeah, but it's still just
Tuesday, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm going back to bed.
I'm going back to bed.
You can't!
Because it's
showtime.
Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominee. All right, we begin. I'm not going to include the hurricane genius.
Okay. Hurricane.
Yeah, let's fly some planes in the opposite direction the hurricane's spinning and unwind it.
Right. I mean, because it's, he talks about using the Air Force because it's wind, wait, because it's air.
Why didn't you think of that?
God almighty.
And then throwing ice in them, which we actually did try. Didn't work. And you know what? I am going to include him. I mentioned that a rock band is one of our nominees.
Oh, I want to hear who?
Kiss.
Oh.
What the heck happened?
And having done the road thing, I don't know if I mentioned this to you guys or not, but long ago I worked for a group called Styx.
Why is this just coming out now?
Priorities.
All right.
And, you know, so I know how people can get confused about what town they're in and stuff, but when they're in Cincinnati. Kiss was in Cincinnati, and when you're selling T-shirts, Kiss Cincinnati, you should spell the name of the city correctly.
Oh, no.
In another era, that would be more easily forgiven, but we have this thing called spell check now.
Yeah.
And Cincinnati is a hard... Go ahead, spell it.
What is it? C-I-N-N?
Oh, Cincinnati. There's a lot of... I's then and stuff.
Everybody thinks there's double letters in there, but there's only
Pittsburgh.
One double N, and that's in the second.
Yep. So I double N too soon?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well.
C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I.
There goes my future.
Double T. I know. Especially when it comes to making T-shirts for that city.
Womp womp.
However, while the band made the error, some people grabbed them up and put them on eBay. Like,
collector's item. Collector's item, right.
You know?
Yeah. I'm going to spend a lot. That's going to be worth over $5 here in, later on.
Final nominee is a combination of genius and stupid.
Okay.
Guy who thought, here's an idea. I'm just going to nonchalantly box up an ATM machine. You know, one of those you find in a convenience store.
Yeah.
And just make it look like I'm here to remove it. And he did. It happened in Oregon. He got the ATM out with $17,000. But the one thing he forgot to take into consideration was the camera.
Ruh-roh. I mean, you don't realize that, they got a camera on it?
Yeah. Battery operated, too. So if power fails...
Machine would still work.
It still worked, and it did.
What a big goober.
So who do you like in this?
I like ATM guy.
Yeah, but I've got to go with, in case you included him, and you did, Hurricane Guru.
Oh, Hurricane Guru. Yeah.
It wasn't just we got to put some ice in the middle of it, then fly jets.
Why didn't he tell us this 20 years ago, and we could have avoided a lot of hurricanes?
All of this suffering. So, yeah.
What an imbecile. What an ultra-maroon.
He gets bonus points for being from New York, where they think they know everything anyway.
Of course.
At 8:55, we had a winner on our Duckett's and Son Predictathon. And now me, Mr. Advanced Planning, I got to get to one of their locations today. Just in time for the trip, my oil change filter, it tells you automatically when you're supposed to get it done. So I am going to get that pit crew service because time's going to be tight today.
You don't have the name right on the top of your head, do you, for the winner?
Yes. It was a guy.
Was he an Auburn fan? Do you want to bet?
Because
on account of you want to know why?
Why is that?
It's okay. You don't. I didn't mean to put you on the spot like that. I thought you might have known. Perhaps I should have checked with you.
Did you
first.
See that picture from the eye?
From the Hurricane Hunters inside the eye.
That's crazy.
That's amazing.
I'm scrolling down.
Did you see the one from the
Stephen Davis?
All right. You see the one from the space station, too, looking down at the eye?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Very impressive.
Anyway, you were in the middle of telling you got to get your car over there tomorrow.
Yeah, because you don't want to start a trip of 50 miles or 500 or more without stopping at Don Duncan and giving their certified master technicians a chance to check out your vehicle. Mm-hmm. Three convenient locations. Downtown at 408 Madison. Don Duncan at Bell Road. That's where I'm going to be heading. And, of course, now in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did-I-remember-to-lock-up hat. Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
You know who's a maroon? I am. Because I meant to nominate CNN. Did you see what they did? They put a graphic up for the hurricane and renamed us Mississippi.
Oh, God. I see that.
This is a network. We remember back in the 80s, we used to turn to them and get reliable reporting. Now I think they're hiring.
I can't remember which hurricane it was that they called Mississippi that landmass between Alabama and Louisiana. That landmass.
All right, question. If we could pick somebody to spend the last 2 minutes of our show with, who would it be? Randy Burkhalter sounds like a good idea. Yeah. Hey, Randy, how are you?
Oh, thank you. I'm honored.
I keep thinking it's Monday, and wait a minute, call Randy. Oh, yeah, that's right, it is Tuesday today.
It feels like a month.
So what's happening at Prattville Farm Center?
Well, we're just getting geared up for a couple of things. Our fall plants come in this week. This includes a lot of leafy green-type plants, and we'll have those in about midweek. And we're getting everything geared up for our deer season. That means fertilizer, every kind of seed you could possibly think of, blended mixes that have seeds that are already blended together that come up at different times and have forage available all throughout the deer season. So we're ready for all that stuff, all kind of feed stuff as well. There'll be flavored corn, scented rather, probably a better term. Same thing with rice bran. You know, rice bran is kind of the